We'll be starting out at Genesis 1, so if you want to have your Bibles prepared for that, and then just stay there after because we'll just move on a few pages after that. So, a time for a New Year's resolution. This is the day when people start making their resolutions for next year. I'm going to lose that 25 pounds that I don't need on me. And I'm going to stop doing this, and I'm going to start doing that. And so they'll probably go out tonight and break them all to begin with. So, I personally, I'm going to be in bed when the hour strikes. Might not be asleep yet, but I'll be awake. I'm going to be there. So from the beginning, there's been time. God of eternity started, and he said, let's make this. And he began time. Genesis 1:14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. We arrange our lives by using clocks and calendars. For most of the time from the creation of men, most of them have used a lunar calendar. That was 29 days each month, 13 or 12 months a year. And then there had to be some sort of adjustment every year or so to get the calendar back into the right order. Some have likewise followed a solar calendar, which had also needed some adjustments every year. Now, we follow a solar calendar here that was created in 46 BC by Julius Caesar. And then it was later revised in 1582 by Pope Gregory VIII. Now, all the businesses around the world follow that calendar. But there's still a lot of other people who follow the lunar calendar for their holidays, most notably the Chinese and all the Asians ones. So I probably, more people follow that one than actually follow the other one. So, since the lunar year began around the spring equinox, and the Lunar New Year falls somewhere on our calendar between March 15th and April 15th, depending on what adjustments had been made to it. And the Bible years follow the lunar years. In the Bible, the first month is given the name Abib, and that's used most often. It's an obscure name. It's sort of lost what it was, but most of the people think it means something like the first green ears. And so since that particular time in Bible times was the beginning of first fruits that were gathered and brought in. Now, the Lord had declared that as in the first month, and so we've sort of changed that time, Wouldn't it be a lot nicer to have the new year start in the springtime? When things started to flower, when things were growing and new. And so, perhaps sometime it'll happen that way again. But what we're going to do today, since this is our New Year's, we're going to look at some New Year's in the Bible and see if we can come up with some suggestions for resolutions for us. And the first New Year's that I want us to look at is in Genesis chapter 8, beginning at verse 13. That's Genesis 8 and beginning at verse 13. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, was the earth dried. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, and thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that was with thee, of all the flesh, both of fowl and of the cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful, and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth, after their kinds went out forth out of the ark. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done. While the earth remaineth, and seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. I see in this a time for a new beginning. The earth had been corrupted by man, and God had seen the evil that was on the earth. And he had sent the flood to wipe it away. And we began here with a brand new beginning in the first month of the year. And so we need to think of this as a time when our failures of the past are done, and we begin again, brand new. And one of the resolutions that we need to make is in our lives, if there's something left in our lives that should have been washed away in that great flood, we need to cast it off and start brand new into the next year. First resolution, cast those things out of your life. Think about them. Is there something in your life that's left over from the old world that needs to be gone in this new year? It's also a time to forget and leave behind the floods that have engulfed us during the last year. Many of us have gone through those things. Now, the new year may present all kinds of problems for us, but I'm talking about our internal struggles with things. It's a time to leave those behind. Start off new again, rejuvenated. It's time to give thanks to that ark that has protected us, the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to embark off of this, the old ark, not him, but embark into new time of refreshment. And at the end of that section that we read there from Genesis, it's also a good time to remember God's covenant with mankind. We look out here today and we walk out there and start to shiver. In fact, I start to shiver before I even look out there. But this is one of the things he promised, that the cold would be there. And then later on, as we go through this year, the hot's going to be here. Can we complain about that? No. It's something that he's promised us. And the very fact that it's there is testimony to the Lord himself, and that he is still caring for us as he cares for the place that he's put us to live. Then, so another resolution. Remember the covenants that the Lord has made with us and keep it. The next place I'd like you to look is in Exodus 40 and at verse 17. Just picking out a few things here. We won't dwell on them too much. But it says here in Exodus 40, 17, "And it came to pass in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was reared up." And then drop down to verse 34. "And then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." It's time to remember that our God is with us, and his glory shall be forever and ever. The tabernacle was a place of meeting with the Lord. That's what it's called, the tent of meeting. Your body is the tabernacle of the Lord. Make it a practice throughout the year to meet with the Lord each day. A meeting with the Lord each and every day. In the old tabernacle, the word of God was stored in the ark. Make each day a day when the word of God is stored in your heart and in your mind. Add some of the word of God to you each and every day. So, resolution, I will study the word of God each day and meet with him and pray with him. Then move on to Numbers chapter 20 and verse 1. "Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there." The new year will be a time when some of us will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. There's nothing to worry about, for a shadow has no real power. And we will have a shepherd to guide us through it till we come out the other side into the glory of our God and King Jesus Christ. Almost every time we go down to Florida, somebody passes on. You know, not that that were the cause of it, but it's just what happens. While I fully expect to come back and see each and every one of you again, that may not be the case. And in fact, I may not come back myself. It's not a time to sorrow. It's a time to rejoice in the fact that we have that shepherd that will watch over us. Keep that in mind for your New Year's resolution, that the Lord is your shepherd throughout the entire year. Then, let me just read these two so that you're not jumping too much here. Exodus 40, verse 2, on the first day of the month. I already read that one. I tried to get that out of here, but for some reason it wouldn't go. But it goes along with this one here, 2 Chronicles 29:3. "He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them." Resolution. This would be a good time to make sure we start regular church attendance. And if you're just been a partial attender, it'd be a good time to try to be here every time that the Lord opens the doors of the house. That we can, well, this was Joash repairing the house that had been closed up for many years. It's a time for us to come in and repair our houses with the Word of God. So I would suggest that that would be a good New Year's resolution, to be here as often as the Lord permits you to be here. In Numbers 33:3, "And they departed from Ramses on the first month of the 15th day of the first month. On the morrow after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. And in Ezra 7:9, "For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon. And on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God upon him." Let me suggest to you that a good resolution would be a good time to start a new venture for the Lord. If there's something that you've been holding back at doing that you know that the Lord wants you to be doing for him, it would be a good time to start it this year. Because again, we're not guaranteed that we're even going to make it through that year. So if it's something that he wants started, then it is about time that we got started on that particular thing. I can't, you know, that's just an individual thing. What has the Lord told you that he wants you to do? Consider it. Think about it. And get started with it in this coming year. In Ezekiel 29:17, "And it came to pass in the 27th year in the first month, in the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me saying," this would be a good time to listen to the word of God. Now I know this seems like I'm repeating myself, but this is just slightly different. There's the difference between hearing the word of God and listening to the word of God. It would be a good time to listen closely to what he says. Now, I'm not saying look for a sign or, you know, look for dreams and that the Lord's going to speak to you out of a cloud or something like that. But it's a good time to listen to exactly what he's telling you to do. In that daily talk that you have with him, in that regular church attendance that you have, it would be a good thing to listen closely to what he's saying. And then in Daniel chapter 10, verse 5, "Then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. And then his body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude." That's what Daniel saw. Beginning of the book of Revelation, that's exactly what John saw. This would be a good time, if you're not a regular exerciser of this, it would be a good time to look for the Lord. At any minute, at any second of the day, as we always talk about, it could be the time when we see him as he is. And make that a resolution that every day would be a good time to look for him. Keep an eye out for him. For the good man of the house would have kept watch if he knew when the robber was coming. But we don't know. And so what we do need to do is to keep watch. And then finally, in Joel 2:23, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. A final resolution. It would be a good year to rejoice for all the blessings that he gives to us. From the beginning, the former rains, all the way to the end, the latter rains. All that he provides for us would be a great resolution to have.